I'm good. Good to see you again.
Me too.
Did you get married this summer?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We got that on tape. Perfect. All right. I was watching it. It seemed like you were following the pace almost the entire race. How would you comment on your performance?
I felt really good for the first 9/10 of that race. It's a long course, which historically I'm not great when it comes to those really long sprints, especially classic sprinting. So I was definitely encouraged with just how I felt today. But I think classic sprinting, my weakness has always definitely been like those long double pull finishes, especially when they come right after a long hard climb. So I wasn't super psyched with, like, it's a great course, it's really fun to ski, but just for me personally, it's a tough finish stretch. So I felt like I made some really good moves and then got to the finish stretch and just got kind of pushed wide on that last corner.
Right.
And then, just didn't have a lot of juice for that finish stretch. So it's something I'm still working on. It's mid-November, and
right.
We're over here till early March, and it's a long season, so I'm looking, I know that I'm fit. Training's been going really well, and I think my qualifier showed that, and I was psyched with most of my quarterfinals. So, yeah, some more things to work on for the season, but pretty happy with where I am right now.
Makes sense. You think it looked like you got, like, the outer lane on the last turn? Do you feel like you could have qualified if you got in the inside of that turn?
It's hard to say. I think I would have had more of a fighting chance if I had been, if I had kind of set myself up better in that corner. You come to Norway and, the level of double pull in Norway is just through the roof. Like, these guys are incredible. They're the best double pullers in the world. And so it's hard to fight with them when it comes to that, but it always gives me something to work on, so I'm psyched about that.
Well, looking at your performance today, what do you take from this performance today and into the season?
Yeah, like I said, I think it's a good sign. I don't think my speed is there right now, which I don't necessarily want it to be there. I want to be skiing my fastest towards the end of this season. I think, like during the Scandinavian Tour and during the North American World Cups, that's kind of my main goal. So I think just looking at today, it's like I know I'm really fit. Like I said, my training season went really, really well. And then, the fact that I can put down a decent qualifier today on a really long course, I think, is another good indication of where my fitness is. And so now it's just maintaining that fitness and starting to work on my speed a little more in skating classic, and just gearing up for a good, fun season, so I'm psyched.
Perfect. Yeah. How would you describe the conditions today?
They're great. My skis were amazing. I was on Harry's today, my Salomon Harry's, and they were super fast, and the tracks are getting pretty glazed. So they're fast tracks, and then I had just bomber kick on all the climbs, so it's really fun skiing. I think it's the type of conditions that if you don't have great skis, it's pretty miserable to ski in, but
yeah.
When you have dialed skis, and our techs totally dialed our skis today, then it's just really fun conditions to ski in.